And coming up next on the stream of Free Radio at freakradio.org, it's the 16th of September, 2021, Bathrobe Spears Broadside Show. This is a flashback show for a number of reasons, both my own over-cramped schedule, as well as sort of family emergencies among my technical crew. And so we're going to kind of have to rely on your indulgence and hope you can enjoy this show from a past era. Specifically, this is the August 7th, 2014 show, so it's only 7 years old, not 17, 27, or 37, as some of our shows have been. What we will be listening to will be interviews with Pick Your Punches' Pat Colby, who updates her struggle with city attorney John Barisoni, or at least he was city attorney then. It's now Anthony Condotti, but Condotti comes out of Barisoni's legal offices, for a disability accommodation to the Move Along Every Hour law downtown. That's a law that has been on the books for 20 years, but after a state legislative change in the law regarding vendors, which essentially sort of overruled the city's very restrictive laws on what you could and couldn't vend, really ridiculously so, but done so under a sort of a, well, another reactionary regime headed by, I don't know, with Lynn Robinson or David Terrazas. It's been a pretty wretched council for the last decade, I gotta say. The Move Along Every Hour law is now sort of a Move Along Every 4 hours law, but it still involves massive penalties if the police choose to try to impose them. I have not heard of this law being used recently, but then you don't see too many people on Pacific Avenue vending their wares or setting up a political table. Occasionally you do, but times have become very constrained, what with COVID and the reoccurrence of COVID, with the Delta variant and so forth. So anyway, Pick Your Punches' Pat Colby is going to update her struggle with the city attorney trying to get a disability accommodation, meaning she wants to say, look, I'm disabled, therefore I have the right to do some vending where it doesn't interfere with other people in ways that you cannot interfere with me. And she talks about that. However, apparently he agreed, the city attorney did, but then refused to put it on paper, according to her account. Then we have a flashback to, is it Sergeant or Officer Azua? I think at one time it was Officer, and then he became a Sergeant. His reported brutalization of Cynthia Kennedy, no relation to Scott Kennedy or John F. Kennedy, on Saturday, April 10th, 2010, where Kennedy had her hair pulled out, was smashed against his squad car. As far as I know, Azua never received any kind of discipline, criticism, or correction, nor had police, has police policies changed. Jet Pen John Colby, that's Pat Colby's brother, called in to report his phone contact with Barisoni. We have street interviews from Beggarbacker Becky Johnson, Rapsmith John Ireton reporting a braceless ticket on the boardwalk, reports from Strummer, and then there's typewriter man Kevin Devane, and interviews with, there's a lot of interviews with Donnie and Sherry. A lot of these folks you probably don't know, though it's not so long ago that you, some of you, might remember them. I'm hoping that the Sunday show, which is usually longer and also tends to include a flashback, but often a much more contemporary section of the show, will be doing just that. But we'll see. In the meantime, enjoy this if you can. And if you're interested in this particular period, you can go back to the Huff archives. You can actually hear shows that happened before and after and that sometimes follow up these incidents. And you can find them described on the Huff website. If you have any questions, give me a call at 831-423-4833-423-HUFF. And I guess I'll leave it at that. Yeah, if you have any questions, comments, and also I urge you to get in touch if you have any incidents that have been happening. We're particularly concerned about increasing intensification of harassment in the benchlands. At the Huff meeting today, on the 16th of September, 2021, we were getting reports that Andy Mills himself has returned in person to harass people in the benchlands, or was at certain points during the last week, and various notices to vacate for at least a few individuals have happened already. So be alert, be aware, and remember, it can and did and has happened here.